Today on Press TV, Iran's envoy to the IAEA says the nuclear body's resolution against Tehran's nuclear energy program will not affect Iran's determination to pursue its work. Ali Asghar Soltani also slammed the IAEA chief for disclosing confidential documents on Iran's nuclear energy program to permanent members of the UN Security Council. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have attacked anti-regime protesters in several towns and villages around the capital Manama. At least 8 demonstrators have been injured in separate clashes between regime forces and protesters. The Al Khalifa regime has killed dozens of demonstrators since the revolution began in mid-February. In Jordan, protesters have again taken to streets of the capital Amman and several southern cities to demand political reforms. People also called on the monarchy to crack down on corruption committed by senior government officials. Similar protests forced the Prime Minister to resign last month. Malaysia has held a war crimes exhibition ahead of a war crimes tribunal. The event featured images from the Iraq-Afghanistan-Vietnam wars. The tribunal will hear war crimes charges against former US President George W. Bush and former UK Premier Tony Blair over the invasion of Iraq. In Egypt, protesters staged a nationwide million-man march against the military rulers 10 months after an uprising that toppled Hosni Mubarak's regime. In the capital Cairo, protesters gathered in Tahrir Square from the early hours of Friday, demanding the ruling military council transfer power to a civilian government. In Spain, polling stations have been prepared ahead of Sunday's general elections. Opinion polls show the People's Party, led by Mariano Rajoy, as a double-digit lead over the ruling socialists. Spain is set to become the latest Eurozone country to replace its leadership following Greece, Ireland, Italy and Portugal. In Chile, police have arrested and attacked students after protesters set fire to a water cannon vehicle with a Molotov cocktail. Friday's massive march and consequent clashes have become commonplace in the capital, Santiago. Students have been protesting for 6 months, demanding a major overhaul of the education system. And Indonesians gather outside the US consulate in Bali to protest the visit by President Barack Obama to the island. Protesters chanted slogans against the ASEAN summit underway in Bali while urging Indonesians to reject capitalism. They also called on Washington to stop its economic and military initiatives in the Asia-Pacific. There's the latest here on Press TV.